para todo lo que tiene que ver con psychology, tú no puedes empezar sin master's. En toda la escuela,
¿y ella no tiene máster todavía?
She has the bachelor's. Pero en toda la escuela, si tú quieres ir de school counselor, you have to have a master's in psychology and in behavioral education or one of these things like that.
¿Y no lo va, no lo va a sacar?
Yeah. But I'm going to finish school. She's going to start school. And then I think I'm going to either go to law school. I have three options right now. And I'm so undecided. I don't know. I'm either going to do law school, my MBA, or I'm going to do a doctorate in my field because I'll have the master's done in my field. I did a bachelor's in computer science and in management information systems, which was from the School of Business. My master's now is in management, is a master's of science in management information systems. So, es todo tecnología.
Ah, no, sí, ahora todo es...
That's what I did. So, puedo seguir en ese camino con dos años más y sacar el doctoral.
Doctorado.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is they require a residency that you go do research with them. That's the problem. So.
Sí, pero tú lo puedes hacer. Tú eres smart. Sí. Olvídate que eso es...
Well, I like it. And that's the thing. If you like something, it's easy.
Yeah, sí, sí, pues ya. John, y entonces ya empezaron a buscar muebles todavía.
No, everything's there. They painted, laid tile, put the baseboards, and put all the muebles.
Ah, ya lo tienen allí.
Yeah, the whole thing. Ya está puesto.
Ah, yo pensé que ahora iban a empezar a comprarlo.
No, I closed March 3rd or March 4th. And we have bought everything. So we had all the deliveries set up, but I had to get a tile laid. So they finished tile last week. And then her grandfather painted. Her grandfather started painting right after that, and he's almost done. And then we started installing the furniture Friday. Friday they started delivering. But Friday we had our big day, like the six people did deliveries. So it was like one after the other. Y todo el mundo entrando.
Y ya se le han puesto todo en su lugar y todo, más o menos.
Yeah, none of the electronics are there, and we still have to do, we got this guy. I don't know if you noticed, but there's, in my mom's house, there's this ceiling that's all wood.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who made that, he made it from scratch by hand, the whole thing, is this Brazilian guy that's a woodworker. And he's just gifted. That's what he does. Se pasa ahí con cortando, 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 and he does all this stuff. So he's building the closets. And he built... They wanted to charge us like $15,000 to do one of these closets that's very modular and everything's super organized. Obviamente. Now he's doing the closet for Peanuts. And it's the same. When you're going to see Lawrence, okay. Lawrence's closet is awesome.
¿Y qué lo que amigo tu mamá?
No, es un contrato. Yeah, he's a contractor that has done, he did my grandmother's stuff, he did my mom's stuff. We use him on everything because the guy is super... responsible, you know, like we are, and he does his stuff and he knows his stuff. He got us the tile guy. Okay, the tile guy was expensive, pero
está quedando bonito.
It came out perfect. It came out beautiful. Pero the tile guy, you know, had to lay the tile like marble.
Lo que pasa, yo, so, es que todo eso se demora y te dicen una semana.
They did the whole tile in a week.
No, bueno.
They brought like 9 people con las máquinas, con la bolsa de cemento, con todo. And right there, boom, boom, con otro tipo marcando, otro tipo cortando. And they just went to town. And they finished in a week. I couldn't believe it. They laid the tile perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. That is beautiful. When you go to the balcony, you see that they really looked at it from end to end and they laid everything so a line... You know, really, really nice. Very, very clean. You know what I mean?
¿Y qué es lo que tienen de vista? ¿En la calle o la bahía?
Tenemos los dos lados. Tenemos el mar.
El mar.
Adelante. Que es la vista principal donde están las puertas. Entonces, el cuarto de ella da al aeropuerto. Al lado...
Yeah.
Mirando al oeste. It's awesome. Come and on. It's on the 27th floor.
Imagínate.
So you're like, boom, everything's right there. When what we see, like, if you drew a line straight out, it would be the Hard Rock in Bayside. That's like a line straight out from our balcony. Because the building is at an angle. So if you say that this is Biscayne, we look like this. Okay, this is the building. We're on this side. So we look like towards Key Biscayne. The other side of the building looks like up the Intercoastal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sí, like sí, up sí. towards North Miami Beach.
Yo sé dónde está eso. Entonces está bonito todo.
It really is. It's very small.
Small. ¿Y eso? Tiene dos cuartos.
It has two bedrooms. It has like a library, like a den, which is our office where we're putting the sofa bed and we're putting the computers and that stuff. And then it has the living room, the kitchen, the two bathrooms, and the entryway and the balcony. That's it. Yeah. It's not a lot of space.
Bueno,
it's about 1,350 square feet. So when you think about that, that's not a lot of space.
John, pero para empezar.
No, and we didn't know Lauren was coming when we made the commitment. When we put the deposit, right. We didn't know Lauren was coming.
Bueno.
So we're super happy, you know. And with her, we're fine. Just with one, we're fine. Sí, seguimos para el segundo. Estamos jodidos.
Por ahí se aparece otro.
No.
Bueno, una cama de litera.
Lo que yo creo que como lo estamos preparando, lo puedo alquilar por 2,500 y a lo mejor cargar los restos, que serán un poquito más. And move and rent in a house or something, I guess, you know. You figure it out. You always
sí,
mijo,
sí.
El mercado siempre, está duro, eso sí.
Siempre aparece una opción que uno pueda hacer. No, ahora la situación no está ni para vender, ni para comprar, ni porque lo que pasa es que sí compras, pero después cuando viene todo lo que se pega.
La locura
es que aquí se volvieron locos, John. Y entonces los bancos entonces le daban préstamos a gente que no calificaban. Porque no ganaban lo suficiente para poder pagar ese, tú sabes. Y entonces ahora un embarque que todo el mundo está.
Everybody's screwed. It's like musical chairs, and who's going to get stuck without the chair? You know?
¿Quién
when
queda?
The music stops.
¿Quién se queda afuera?
Who's screwed?
¿Quién se queda afuera? Oh my
Eso
God.
Mismo es. Eso mismo es. ¿Qué cosa?
Imagínate. La gente está con las casas. Dice tu tía Chávez que por...
¿Mía?
Sí, yo tengo más ahí. Que por la casa del barrio de ella.
Malísimo,
dice que hay cantidad de casas.
Foreclosure. Get out of here. My grandmother sold at the perfect time.
Mira,
the perfect
ella se puso con suerte,
time.
John, porque
the
imagínate.
Perfect time. If she would not have sold that, the pressure everyone would be under right now, the stress that everybody would be carrying.
No, y después tu tío se quedó sin trabajo. Y,
no, thank God. Thank God he has a great job now. Thank God she found her place and she's all set up. Yeah. Everybody is squared away. Because if they would have stayed with that house,
no,
holy
no pueden.
Shit.
No pueden, me. No, no, no. Yo te voy a decir que esto, la situación no está nada buena.
Mm-mm.
Por eso, tú sabes, uno tiene que tratar de gastar lo menos posible.
La gente no entiende con los foreclosures. Se va tremendo cantidad de property taxes.
Pero claro.
Que no se van a pagar.
Claro, pero ¿quién lo va a pagar? Si están perdiendo la casa, ¿quién lo va a pagar?
Y todos los servicios van a quedar short, corto de todo.
Los bancos están, imagínate.
But the city, the municipalities are going to all come up short on their budgets. They're not going to be able to make, because... Who's gonna, how are they going to do it?
Que empiecen a bajarle los sueldos a toda esa gente que ganan bastante dinero.
That's never going to happen.
Ah, bueno. Pues
in
entonces,
the history of man, people don't go down. Not
bueno,
if they can
pero
help.
Tú sabes, toda esta gente que tienen ahí en los directores de esto, de aquello, toda gente del condado, todos ganan 200,000 pesos al año. sabes. Entonces eso es un dinero que...
No, and in Miami, $200,000 to now go buy a house of $500,000. You gotta make tremendous money.
No puede.
And oye, a house now is $500,000. $300,000 now, actually. You can get a decent house for it. Pero a decent house is a starter house.
El muchachito este de al lado puso la casa a vender, pero...
Yeah.
¿Tú sabes qué?
They told me.
$700,000. ¿Quién me va a dar eso? 700 o 800 creo que están pidiendo por la casa. ¿Cómo está la situación ahora? No creo yo que...
You know what, though? The danger is how much he comes down to. But the fact is, if he even comes close to that, what you guys have, if you guys can get a comp now at that price, this neighborhood's going to stay great. That's a heck of a selling price.
Gracias a Dios que nosotros compramos esta casa.
That was a home run.
Porque
that was a grand slam.
Sí, que
oye,
mira,
ganaste.
No,
ganaste el juego. ese bate.
Oye.
That one at bat. Olvídate. And that's how it is. That's how it is. Look at that. That's
y aquí lo que nos quedan por pagar son 5 años ya. Que si Dios quiere, vaya. Cuando nos retiremos ya te paga. Porque si no, imagínate.
No. That's a great feeling. That's a great feeling.
No, John, esto está... Tú ves las personas por ahí que se retiran y después tienen que seguir trabajando porque no les alcanza. Los pobres viejos estos se están comiendo tremendo cable. Yo no sé.
Man.
Es algo, vaya. Uno como que se queda... un poco loco. Esto está que uno se pone loco, ¿viste? Pero bueno. ¿Y Lauren cómo se porta, John?
She's interesting.
¿Se porta bien?
Yeah. She has her days. She's all over the place. You see everything. It's like the rainbow. You see everything. She's so amazing, though. She's so amazing.
Qué linda, pero óyeme.
If I could do anything in the world right now, I would take care of her all the time. That's what I would do. If I had $1,000,000.
¿Y quién va a pagar por el condominio?
Yeah, right? 10 more years of my business and I'll be able to step back a lot more. But
¿Y está bien el negocio?
Yeah, we're at five years. And it's we did almost $2,000,000 in sales last year. Mm-hmm. And that's of selling labor of our hours. Like we charge $175 an hour more or less. And this year we'll probably sell like $2.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing. To stay we are like at the highest level of partnership with Microsoft. We're Microsoft Gold Managed Partners.
Mm.
And they give us a lot of the customers now, and they give us money to do marketing, and they give us money to do events and host things and all sorts of stuff. So that's really it. We do a lot of Microsoft, Cisco, and two other companies that also are really high-end technology. And we do all sorts of customers. We have like 30 car dealerships. We had a lot of real estate customers that have all died.
No, ahora todos están...
All the developers are almost out of business. We have 17. I think we have like 2 left. Yeah, it's incredible. That whole market, that whole vertical has just gone.
Todo. Y tú sabes, y con eso, las cosas, todo es una cadena. Porque Home Depot está, que no está vendiendo, porque nadie, no hay venta, nadie arregla casa, uh-huh. Nadie. Porque cuando tú compras una casa, tú le quieres hacer esto nuevo, aquello nuevo y esto. Y entonces eso es el dinero como se mueve. Pero si nadie está haciendo nada.
No, and it's not cheap. And there's not people buying houses and flipping houses and building houses. So even though that it's a great opportunity to make money, it's not there. You're right. It's invisible.
Los jardines, la gente que hace jardines también dice que, tú sabes.
Sufriendo, ¿eh?
Que no.
Ahí es donde cortar. Ahí, corta tu hierba. ¿Sabes? Todas las cositas así. Ahora, y tú ves ahora el periódico y esas cosas. Y tú ves que hablan de how do you cut costs, how you gonna reduce your monthly expenditures? Where can you save $300 every month? You know, and they show you how to penny pinch.
Claro.
En cosita, aquí, aquí.
Y todo el mundo lo está haciendo.
Yeah, you take, you stretch out the cleaning instead of this and all this stuff. And before you know it, you save $300 or $400 a month that if you put into something, mm-hmm. you're saving money. And saving money is the hardest thing to do. That's the hardest thing to do. Because there's no extra. There's never extra.
Baja grocery. Coño.
Coño. 300. 300. Yo no salgo de
ahí. Fíjate que yo siempre hacía aquí los weekends. Tú sabes, siempre hacía comida y venían a comer y eso. Ya yo eso no lo hago. Lo hago una vez.
El periódico hoy no se puede. Tenía uh-huh. tremendo artículo.
I'm sorry, pero no se puede.
The Sunday Herald today had a big section on how the price of food is going up exponentially here and around the world because
mm-hmm.
oats and wheat have shot through the roof. They're in the other thing that's gone really high is corn because people are now using it to make the gas, the ethanol, right? So a lot of people are buying corn, so it's creating competition and demand in all these mm-hmm. areas that are driving. Wait, the people that are General Mills that do the oat and the wheat, they make all the cereals.
I know.
Right? Every time their cost goes up like by a dollar on the market, the cost of our cereal goes up by a penny.
Yeah.
And that'll jump $20 and boom, they have to raise it 20
La leche.
On the cost. The milk.
5 pesos.
No. And now everybody's buying organic. So that's like $6. They get you, the cloud.
Por donde quiera te cogen. No, pero tú sabes que nosotros nos quejamos, John, aquí, y es verdad que la cosa está dura.
Pero tenemos la oportunidad, ¿eh? Si lo quieres, está ahí.
Sí, pero que te quiero decir, en Europa la gente está pagando carísimo por la gasolina, más que aquí.
Oh, bastante más, casi doble, más que todo con mucho todos los impuestos más, que ellos ponen.
Mucho más que aquí.
Pero en Europa están haciendo cosas tan interesantes que aquí, con toda la complicación del político, del sistema de mierda que tenemos, que es mejor que decirte, pero todavía es mierda. Si tú miras a Alemania, Alemania tiene un programa que le pagan a la gente que puede producir energía y entregar la energía al sistema energético de la ciudad o del condado o lo que sea. So, la gente ahora están comprando y poniendo solar panels en todas partes de su casa.
Para ahorrar en...
Y el día entero tú vas produciendo uh-huh. y entregándolo al sistema, a the grid. You're contributing power into the grid all day, and your meter is basically rolling backwards, and you're getting credited. And then at night it uses electricity, right? But your people in Germany know that they passed a law that's good for 20 years that every like kilowatt that you put back is 20 cents or 25 cents or something fixed. So now farmers are building fields. Como tú te acuerdas donde vive mi abuelo.
Ajá,
y tenía uno por la finca. ¿Tú te acuerdas? Those fields of paint.
Ajá.
They look just like that, but they're fields of solar panel. And they collect energy all day, right? And they sell that energy back to this grid because the government is the one that is paying a subsidy, right?
Sí,
for anybody.
Lo está subsidiando para que...
that wants to do it. And that is saving so much energy production that's less coal, less oil, less, you know, natural gas, less
sí.
whatever.
Y después una dependencia del petróleo, que es
y
increíble.
Y el sol no se acaba. Uh-huh. El sol hay más que bastante. Y más que pasa el tiempo, mejor se va a poner la tecnología. Y más energía tú vas a poder colectar en el mismo espacio. So vamos a ir hoy en una pulgada cuadrada. Tú puedes recoger tal energía cada hora. Eso va a seguir subiendo.
No,
y en
no.
el mismo espacio, tú vas a poder colectar doble, 10 veces, 100
veces.
They have
to do something about it because, you know...
No, this is crazy.
This is crazy.
And now you have China and all these other countries that are exploding with growth.
Yeah.
And they're where we were 50 years ago. So they're going to start expanding and burning and using so much. That we have to switch, because if not, we're going to get pulled back for them to move forward. There's interesting things that I've read about, you know, how everything There's a book called It's a Flat World that talks about how the whole world is now, because of the way technology and everything is, we're all in a little village. And what one person does affects the other one.
Claro que sí.
And everybody's got to realize we have such direct impact. We're not off in little islands anymore. It's not like that. Even if you're, you know, 90 miles is nothing. 100 miles, you know, 100,000 miles.
Sí, okay, sí. You know. Con la tecnología que hay ahora, muchachos.
It's a trrr.
Esto es increíble. Pero todo es a base de tecnología. Que es increíble, ¿no? Las cosas que se pueden hacer, eso, esas cositas, los teléfonos que ustedes tienen, que tienen de todo ahí adentro.
De todo. Lo que casi te piensan, hacen el pensamiento para uno para no tener que hacer nada. Uh-huh. Mira, en mi teléfono yo tengo mi calendario entero, que la gente de mi oficina tiene acceso y todo el mundo maneja poner las cosas en mi calendario cuando hay cita o meeting o lo que sea. Yo tengo sincronizado el teléfono con la computadora en la oficina, con los servidores que yo pueda accesar de cualquier computadora por el web, todos mis contactos. So I have everybody's information in there. Then I have all my email. In my email, when you call my cellular phone and you leave a voicemail, right, it records a computer file that puts that into my email, right? And then I listen to all my voicemail on my email. So I sit down once a week or whatever, and I just grab all my email that are voicemail, and I listen to them. Or my faxes. The faxes all come in. When you send it, you hear the number. It sounds like a regular fax machine, but it captures it in the computer and puts it in my email. And it's a PDF. And then I can look at the faxes. So everything's right there. Everything's in my phone. I can look at the PDF on my phone. I can look at the fax on my phone anytime. I can listen to the voicemail because the email's on the phone. The email's on the phone. You know how, do you use Microsoft Outlook at work?
Yeah.
You know how you have the tasks, like the to-dos? Those synchronize on my phone. And on my phone, I have the tasks synchronized with the computer at the office. So wherever I am, this is the tasks. All that stuff, as you tie it together, it, you know, I remember when everybody used to remember all the telephone numbers.
I know.
Right? Or you have a little black book, or la cosita donde tú lo movías para la letra. Y ting! Salía todo.
Salía, yeah, I know. El nombre, teléfono.
Oh, but that stuff now is in that little device. But now you look at Susie's, the iPhone. It has a camera that is 4 megapixels. When we went to the islands, I bought a camera for like $1,000 that was great. A Sony camera several years ago.
Sí, eso fue cuando fuimos. Cuando fuimos en el...
The camera in her phone now is better than that one. The camera in her phone is a higher megapixel and better quality camera than that one was. And it's this big. It's microscopic. It's a speaker phone. It has the iPod is in the phone. So she has 8 gigabytes of music, which is at least a few hundred songs. Maybe a few thousand songs.
John, pero es que a mí me compran un teléfono de eso y yo no sé ni qué voy a hacer con él.
No. I haven't even started. It has a GPS with the map software. So when you drive, it'll tell you where to go. It'll actually talk to you and tell you, make a left here, make a right here. Lo hace todo el teléfono.
Estoy perdido.
You can go buy stock and sell stock on the phone through the same thing that is Ameritrade or any of these places where you do it from your computer. The internet on the telephone is so incredible, Lydia. Tú te imaginas que tú miras un telefonito así y tú no ves nada. Es tan pequeño.
Yeah.
So they developed a technology that I have to show you this on the phone. That when you look at the web page, tú coges tu dedo y si tú lo separas así, it zooms you in.
Yeah.
And if you do this, it zooms you out. And you can move around the page. So you zoom in, and if you touch like the link, like on the internet, if you touch the hyperlink, te entra al hyperlink. Pero todo es con tu dedo. It's incredible. It's so natural to use. It's so easy, like it's intuitive. And that's what makes Apple different. All of the Apple products are very natural. They're very intuitive. I'm a Microsoft company. I know what Microsoft does. It's great for business. But for just being easy to use and enjoyable, man, the Apple stuff. Tú coges el teléfono de ella cuando tú estás oyendo la música. Tú lo pones al lado y te cambia. Sabe que tú lo pusiste al lado. Y ahí te abre todos los albums y todos los covers de todos los albums. Y tú le das así y te va cambiando las páginas a mirar todos los albums. Tú tocas el cover del álbum que tú quieres y lo haces al revés y tú ves la lista de todas las canciones. Toca la canción y te lo toca. Te lo tengo que enseñar. It's amazing. Sí, it's amazing. Pero that's where everything's going. Like, it's amazing. Tú sabes ahora, tú usas Google.
Sí.
Tú vas a Google, tú type una palabra y te lo lleva. Ahora hay algo que está en lo que es beta. Beta es como en testing, que no ha salido a público. Es que creo que quedan como 900 oportunidades para beta testers. Se llama searchme.com, que es igualito a Google, pero hace algo muy diferente. Cuando tú pones las palabras y tú haces search, en vez de entregártelo en una lista de palabras, te lo da en previews of the website. So you actually see the website. And then you hit to the arrow on the keyboard y te lo lleva al próximo website. The next arrow, boom, al próximo website. The next arrow, boom, al próximo website. So you can see everything. Like if you were flipping through a catalog, you're seeing already the front of the web page. So when you're looking for something, if you can see the visuals, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Boom, yeah. And you're there. So instead of presenting it to you in a word list of all of the blue links with all the words and all that stuff, it's giving you the website. But on the bottom, if you still want to see the words, you press the button y te abren todas las palabras on the bottom, and you can scroll through the box on the bottom. It's searchme.com.
Pero
it's
eso really lo están testing.
They're testing. It's an interesting engine. That's the question, is will the engine of what they bring back when you type a word in be as advanced in the algorithm as Google is? If it is, then you have something really unique, because that's what... It's a visual component with a very powerful search engine. Google's a very powerful search engine. It gives you good returns. Like, when you put something in, it gets close to what you're looking for. It's a good process. And think about it. Their software, Google, is a software that is a giant company, right? Hundreds of billions of dollars. But their software scans the entire internet.
¿Esa no era la que Microsoft estaba tratando de comprar?
No, they're trying to buy Yahoo,
Yahoo,
who is Google's biggest competitor. But the Yahoo owners, the board of directors that runs the company, says it's too little money. They offered $42 billion. They said it's too little. They said no for $42
billion.
Coño. You're talking about a company that didn't exist 10 years ago.
Yo sé.
And then $42 billion is too little.
Sí, porque antes era solamente Microsoft, Internet, and that's it.
Yeah, no. And Microsoft's good. Microsoft knows how to win. And especially when Microsoft's coming in second place, they know how to jump and beat the guy in first place. They're not very good at being in the first place from the beginning. Apple is very good at being in first place from the beginning. Apple's really, really interesting.
Is that that win?
Yeah.
Pero win?
No. El costo de la capacidad para procesar sigue bajando. So, hoy en día tú compras una computadora. ¿Qué? ¿Tú te acuerdas las computadoras que nosotros teníamos en el cuartico en la casa vieja?
Ajá.
Tú estás hablando hoy de una computadora que tiene 1,000 veces la potencia.
La capacidad.
Those computers used to be able to process like 12 million instructions per second. Right? These are gigahertz computers. These can do like 4 billion instructions per second. And when anything can calculate that fast, you know, it can't think, but it can calculate.
Ven acá, ¿como cuánto cuesta un laptop ahora?
¿Para qué? ¿Para mi papá?
Para cumpleaños de tu papá.
Oh, my God.
¿Cumpleaños tu papá la semana que viene?
I know. Es que...
No, para comprar, yo se la compro. Pero más o menos, ¿como cuánto están ahora? Algo así que le...
¿Tú crees que es mejor comprarle un laptop?
Yo creo que mejor, porque está pasando trabajo con esa. que era la de la hijita, pero, yo pero tengo, que no le carga la batería.
Tremendo conexión para arreglar eso, so yo se lo pedí. Yo lo llevé el mío a arreglar al mismo lugar la semana pasada y me lo arreglaron.
¿Porque el
mismo.
Tuyo también estaba malo?
Cuando fuimos al camping, Susi estaba moviendo la maleta atrás en el carro para sacar el coche y el laptop se cayó de la maleta en el piso. O sea, tremendo. Oh, it was banged up. So I took it over and they fixed it right away. And there are people that I'm doing business with too. And they're a Toshiba repair shop. And they fix, like, they're one of the only laptop repair shops in all of Miami. And they have IBM, like,
the Entonces, ¿tú crees que eso se puede arreglar?
Yeah, we'll take it over there and get that fixed because okay. The problem like that is that buying a new computer for him is crazy because he's not going to use...
No, él no tiene tanto uso de eso porque aquí, en la casa es donde él más trabaja en la computadora.
And yeah, my dad's doing very simple things, some picture things, you know, stuff like that. It's not, no hay necesidad para él meterle con, you know, the heavy duty. I'm trying to think what else he could really, really enjoy.
Sí, porque es que no sé qué le voy a comprar, hijo. Porque yo, óyeme. Me vuelvo loquita pensando y no sé. Ya estoy cansada de comprarle zapatos, ropa. Él no te ha dicho nada así, que te dé una idea.
No. I haven't talked to him. There's, you know, I'm trying to think, like, in terms of electronics, there's some cool electronics. You know? Eso podemos ir todos juntos a la tienda y yo te enseño varias cosas. But I'm trying to think.
Sí, pero acuérdate que es next week.
Yeah.
Es el día 3. Y ya mañana es 31. Así que creo que es el jueves, creo, ¿no? Miércoles, jueves.
El jueves. Mm-hmm. There's some really, really, really nice digital cameras that they've come out with now.
Pero él se acaba de comprar una cámara.
Yeah, I know. There's these are like the old school ones, the single lens reflex. Sí. Tú sabes lo que van y tienen todo, but they're digital now. At that really high quality.
Se compró una que tira hasta video. Tú sabes.
The other thing is there's nice digital video cameras now, very very fancy video cameras. So what else do we have? There's always accessories. There's software to do different things. There's home theater, but he likes this stuff. There's the flat screen televisions, which are really nice.
Sí, pero eso todavía no. Porque ya compramos uno.
¿Para el cuarto, no?
No, para camping. No,
oh, yeah. Aren't they great?
Yeah.
They have no glare. There's no reflection on the glass.
De lo más bueno que está.
You just...
Pero eso fue para los... Eso fue para Valentine.
Nice.
No sé, piensa, ¿ves? Porque, tú sabes, yo lo vi con el problema en la computadora, siempre tiene la... Digo, bueno, a ver si le compro una, pero... Si tú dices que esa se puede arreglar, porque en realidad esa no es una computadora vieja.
No, it's more than what he needs.
Esa computadora está buenísima.
More than what he needs, absolutely.
Lo único que tiene es eso, que no le está cargando la batería. Parece que tiene un contacto ahí que no, tú sabes, que no coge bien.
Mm-hmm. Eso es típico. Eso es típico.
Sí.
Yeah, the power port on the motherboard's coming loose. More than anything, because that particular port takes a lot of abuse. Takes a lot of abuse. So.
¿Y tu mamá está aquí ahora o está paseando?
No, she's out. She's out. And then I think on Thursday she goes to Arizona. So she's traveling. She travels a lot.
I know.
Last time she came back so sick, just with tremendous flu that she got down there, and just really, really sick. And that's the thing, when you're out there, there's not medicine. It's not like being here.
No.
You know, It's not like being here.
Eso
it's
lo
different.
que, tú sabes, uno,
You gotta get back here.
Uno se queja de esto aquí, pero mismo.
Oye, it's the best there is. Nobody has to pretend. This is the best there is.
No, no, ¿cómo es? No es perfecto, pero, pero yo creo que es uno de los mejores, ¿eh?
It's a disaster, but it's still pretty amazing.
Sí, señor. Entonces ahora vienen las elecciones, John.
Oh my God, we're gonna have a black president, and not only that, we're gonna have a total change in everything. Taxes are gonna go up like crazy. Oh my God, taxes are gonna go up so much. It's gonna get insane.
Sí, porque los demócratas dicen que son del pueblo, pero son los que más taxes suben, ¿eh?
They have to pay for everything. They want to give everybody your money.
No, pero ¿por qué aquí tiene que existir un welfare para mantener a la gente? Un welfare es para ayudarte a encaminarte, esto,
recogerte,
un año o dos años.
Disabled,
al tercer año,
if you're crippled,
dale, ponte a trabajar. ¿Por qué tengo yo que mantenerte a ti?
That's insane.
Okay. Entonces las mujeres están pariendo, tienen todos los años tienen un hijo, no tienen marido, yo no sé los hijos cómo lo hacen. Entonces, hay que mantenerle mucho. Mientras más hijos tienen, más dinero le dan. No trabajan. ¿Y qué? Los demócratas son los responsables de eso. Porque yo entiendo que una persona,
no,
hay que ayudarla.
Barack es tremendo demócrata.
Es tremendo. Y eso es lo que trae una agenda muy oscura, muy escondida, ¿viste?
Escondida, y él es escondido.
¿Y
él
tú
es un
sabes
político
qué?
Como cualquier...
Que no
él
se tire mucho, porque
igualito.
Tú sabes que... Vaya.
Eso, del momento que empezó, ha estado ahí la lucecita roja.
Los cuellitos rojos, eso, tú sabes que no son muy suaves.
No.
Cuando no le convenga la cosa.
No, olvídate. Que ponga Hillary de vicepresidente. Entonces nadie le mete al tiro porque nadie quiere ella. Ella peor todavía. Nadie lo mata porque peor quedarse con ella.
Esa mujercita es...
No. She's a shark. She's a shark.
Es peor que el marido.
Oh, my God. She's the one that knows what she's doing. He was just there for the ride. And he's just a great talker. Man, he's charismatic. He's very charismatic.
It is.
And he's a natural speaker, and he's got a gift to connect with people. But he's a tremendous party animal and a bullshitter. And he's someone that, he's a politician. Whenever he had to make a decision, he'd look around and they'd say, no, if you do that, they're going to kick your ass. If you do that. So he just did whatever the easy thing was.
Sí,
but
sí.
Sometimes you
lo
gotta
que
do
es,
some fucked up shit.
Políticamente correcto.
Mira, nosotros... Cagamos Somalia cuando él era presidente. Entramos ahí y lo cagamos. Después de eso, en Kenia, creo que los Tutsis en los Huris mataron 800 mil personas.
Eso fue.
En como 40 días, algo
sí,
así.
Sí.
Era como 20 mil personas al día que estaban matando. Y el otro ni hizo nada. Y todo el mundo sabía que estaba pasando. Y le dijeron, mira, está pasando. Y ellos estaban diciendo, mira, si hacemos algo, los republicanos nos van a
él
crucificar.
Estaba muy busy.
Estaba ocupado.
Él estaba muy ocupado. Qué tipo. Qué clase de tipo, Dios mío. Yo no sé dónde vamos a parar, John.
No.
Y el otro, pobrecito, está viejito.
El otro
pero,
está,
pero he knows what he's doing.
You know what?
Okay.
He does know what he's doing. And he's a smart politician. He's a politician of politicians.
Yeah,
he knows how to work everybody. And that's it. You want somebody that can work the whole field. The left, the right, the middle, everybody. He is a true politician. You know? And he understands if he just says everything right there, out there, you know, his bus is called the Straight Talk Express. Because that's what he says. When I talk to you, it's straight talk. I'm talking to you straight.
That's right.
There's nothing hidden over here. There's none of that. I'm telling you what I think. You might like it. You might not. You might hate me. But that's what I think. The other ones are like, you know, I'll take this if you want me to take that. No. I'll take this if you want me to take that.
Ellos quieren quedar bien con todo el mundo.
Con todo el mundo.
Y tú no puedes.
Of course not. Como ellos dicen, están en Ohio, donde mucha gente han perdido sus trabajos a razón de NAFTA. Porque that just happened to be a heavy manufacturing state. So they all go to Ohio and they say, oh, we're going to get rid of NAFTA. And then they go up to Canada and they say, hey, don't worry. We're not going to mess with NAFTA. We love NAFTA. But in this day, you know, whatever. And then the Canadian government leaked to the media that was happening.